WorldCom president and CEO John Sidgemore said today he believes his company can emerge from bankruptcy a stronger and much healthier enterprise. Sidgemore spoke at a morning news conference hours after the beleaguered company filed for bankruptcy protection. In recent months, WorldCom has been hard hit by the combined effects of a staggering debt load and a major accounting scandal. Today, Sidgemore outlined some steps the company will take to stay in business over the next year, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Not many people could find something optimistic to say after the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history, but John Sidgemore was trying today. He said the company had fought frantically and hard to avoid such a move, but he also said bankruptcy could make the company's rebuilding efforts easier.
In a strange way, entering Chapter 11, we will be stabilized to a certain extent. We can get out and communicate our strategy to our employees, to our vendors and our customers, and I think we can be much more certain about where we're headed.
Sidgemore said that the bankruptcy filing clears the way for WorldCom to obtain as much as $2 billion in additional financing from banks, money that will keep it operating for up to a year. Meanwhile, the company will be spared the debt payments that have weighed it down for so long. In the court papers filed last night, WorldCom said it had $107 billion in assets and $41 billion in debt.
You have to remember that when you go into the Chapter 11 process, life slows down, including the payments that you owe, including the interest that you owe, and you know, vendors have a very difficult time accelerating payments and so forth. So our cash requirements will actually be tremendously reduced as we go into this process.
But bankruptcy also means WorldCom will have to surrender much of its decision-making authority to the court. WorldCom is certain to face substantial pressure from its creditors and bondholders, who stand to lose virtually all of the money they put into the company, and some are expected to push for liquidation. Sidgemore said he hoped that wouldn't happen. He said what's valuable in WorldCom is not just its hard assets.
The value in WorldCom is the 20 million customers, the brands, you know, like WorldCom, MCI, UUnet, et cetera, the customer relationships, the product set. Those to me are that's what creates the value here. Breaking it apart, I think, is not going to help.
Even if WorldCom can avoid liquidation, it faces other challenges. One will be holding on to the large business customers who provide much of its revenue. Sidgemore said today that no major customer had defected to a competitor, but analyst David Peterson of Fitch Ratings Service says many of these customers have long-term contracts with WorldCom.
As the customers' contracts with WorldCom come up for renewal, I'm sure that they will lose a certain amount of customers to WorldCom's competitors, and that's probably the biggest challenge that they have is to keep their customer base intact and satisfied and to keep them paying.
WorldCom also faces continuing legal troubles stemming from its accounting restatement last month. The company has been charged with civil fraud by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and Sidgemore said today it's possible that investigators may find more improprieties in the months to come that would complicate WorldCom's effort to rebuild itself. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.